Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game-time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Loogie kept putting over like Ricky Henderson.
I can't believe Loogie behaved like that.
I know. Yeah, that Yankee fan Tommy Lugauer. It shows you we've been on the air for almost 2 years and people still can't tell the difference between Loogie and Morash. So it was Morash who said that. So Loogie, you're in the clear. But last year, Gleyber Torres hit 257. He had a 708 OPS and he had 15 home runs. Pipe down. I mean, seriously. Oh, my God. How are we going to replace that? I don't know. Jazz Chisholm basically produced that in 40 games. How can we produce that?
Chisholm!
While Jazz was playing third base, another position we have not filled.
But he's going to play second base. So he's replacing Gleyber Torres, and your third base production sucked last year anyway. So even if it's the same, you've already upgraded at second. That was like my point about left field.
Yeah, but they had to upgrade at third when they got Jazz.
You keep talking about this comparison to last year.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that it's going to be above average.
Last year, the Yankees scored more runs than any team in the American League.
I understand that.
If they replicate that, we'd all agree, they're making the playoffs. You can lock that one away.
Absolutely.
So go replicate it, and I think they're capable of it despite losing Juan Soto because they upgraded in so many other areas that people aren't appreciating.
No, you might look, at the end of the day, you could be 100% right. I'm just saying it doesn't feel comfortable or you're confident in that happening. Because there's so many guys that you just don't know the outcomes of what the season's going to look like. You just don't know.
I think you can say that about a lot of different teams and a lot of different players coming into a season.
Which is why I still think the Yankees are making the postseason.
They are winning the American League East. And if you don't think it's the New York Yankees and you're going to call up today and complain, then just tell me who you think it is.
The Red Sox.
Oh, of course. I mean, God. How can you not beat the Boston Red Sox?
I hate the Red Sox.
They're so loaded,
they're a
right?
better team right now.
Oh, stop. What makes them so much better?
Because
of Garrett Crochet, who's never pitched a full season as a real starter? Is that what scares
their
you?
Their number two starter is the guy who ended our season last year. Okay.
Walker Buehler?
Walker Buehler.
Yeah, let's see what he does in a full
okay.
season.
Bregman kills us. Devers kills us.
Devers
Jared
kills Garrett
Duran
Cole.
Last year
Hold on.
Kills us.
One at a time. Devers kills Garrett Cole, and Garrett Cole's away. Daddy left. Or no, Daddy's still there, but the son left. So Rafael Devers, you're already ahead of the eight ball because Garrett Cole can't give up 3-run home runs to him.
Oh, so now it's a positive we don't have Cole. Okay.
When it comes to facing Devers, it is, yes. Let's go to Eric in Rivervale. What's up, Eric?
Evan, Tiki, what's happening, boys? How we doing?
All's good.
What's up, man?
Oh, man, this is a tremendous conversation. And, man, it's refreshing, Evan, to have you on the dark side here with the Yankees and defending us. And I got to listen to Morash over there crying in his Cheerios because we don't have Soto. We don't have, you know, Garrett Cole, and that the season's over already before it even started. And I understand some of the apprehension. I mean, obviously, I have some concerns as a Yankee fan right now because there are so many question marks. But I think, to me, like the two biggest question marks right now and musts, as far as improvement, have to be Volpe and Dominguez. I mean, those two have to develop into the players that we expect them to be. And I understand the concern there, because as Yankee fans, when was the last time we developed anybody?
Last year with Austin Wells. So not that long.
Well, fair, considering the last 2 weeks of his spring training year, he's batting, what, about 390 with...
I'm not talking about just spring training. I'm talking about, you said something, Eric, and while I appreciate you saying, oh, thanks, Evan, for defending the Yankees, I'm not here to defend anybody. I'm here to tell you how I feel. And I'm getting sick and tired of Yankee fans saying they haven't developed anybody when last year you had two guys finishing the top three of Rookie of the Year. Does that count as developing somebody, or is that disqualified?
No, that absolutely counts as developing.
So if you
it's a narrative that people can't stop saying.
Well, I'm going to respond to it then.
Oh, you should. You should. Set them correct.
I got to set it correct.
Just like the one I brought up yesterday. Yankees never lose free agents that they don't want to lose.
Well, that narrative is true, Tiki. You have not disproved that yet. Look, let's start with Anthony Volpe. So Anthony Volpe's been in the major leagues for 2 years. I'll give him credit for two things before we dive deeper. Number one, he plays every single game.
Yep.
Great. Number two, he plays Gold Glove caliber defense at shortstop. Fantastic. But over these 2 years, he has put up roughly the same stats, and those stats aren't good enough. A 657, a 666 OPS, his home runs were down, his RBIs were the same, which is 60. He stole a few bases. He's not good enough. At 24 years old, we're going to find out. Worst case scenario, he probably puts up the same garbage numbers.
Maybe the Grand Slam in the World Series that the committee remembered, maybe that upstarts him.
Maybe. There. Or maybe the fact that he's had enough experience at the major league level, he's 24 years old, and he puts it all together. My point to you guys who look at Volpe and say, hey, he's really important, is if he puts up the same numbers, you're replicating the same numbers you got out of shortstop in a year in which you scored more runs than any other team in the American League.
Mm.
So if your worst case scenario, and I do think realistically, the worst case scenario is he is just who he is and he puts up the same numbers.
Yeah.
He's just replicating last year.
You know what my challenge with all of this, and I hear this particularly in baseball discussions, people want to compare histories. Whether it's recent histories or whether it's ancient histories. By that, I mean like 15, 20 years ago. And you assume that circumstances are going to be the same. So I saw this happen in 1994, and so therefore it's going to happen in 2024.
Right. Well,
that's nonsense, right? As a former professional athlete, what I did 3 years ago or someone else did 10 years ago has nothing to do with what I'm going to do tomorrow. And so I can't look at and judge this Yankees team's projection versus what happened a year ago. I just can't. I have to look at them right now and say, where are my concerns? And the concerns are, I don't know what some of these young players are going to do. You bring up Anthony Volpe. I actually consider him one of the more established because of the things that you said. Gold Glove defense, he plays every day, he's always there, he's developing into a bit more of a leader. But is he going to hit a game-winning single or home run when I need it in a critical moment of a game? I don't know. I knew that Juan Soto could. I knew that Aaron Judge could. I knew that Stanton could. And two of those three guys aren't there anymore. And so I think when you look at this Yankee team, it's not about being negative and saying they suck, because they don't. I think they're just one of everybody. And does that give them a chance to win the World Series? I don't know. Does it give him a chance to win a division? I'd say yes. So that's what we're talking about. You're making it seem like what Sean and I are saying is doom and gloom. It's not doom and gloom. They're just one of multiples.
Do you think they're making the playoffs, Sean? Tiki says they are. That's his opinion. What about yours?
I believe that they will find their way in, scrapping and clawing, but they will not win the division.
If they make the postseason, they have a chance to win a world championship.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And at this point of a season in late March, that's the only goal. Mm. We can sit here and make World Series predictions. We will. We can sit here and make predictions on who's going on a deep run in October. Sure, we will. But all it's about is getting into the tournament. If you're in the tournament, there are a lot of factors that we can't even think of. One being Giancarlo.
Like, sure.
Maybe
sure.
Giancarlo Stanton does walk through that door in the middle of October. Maybe you've acquired guys we're not even thinking of before we get to October. So as long as they're good enough to be a playoff team, You should be excited.
But
all that you can do right now.
You're right, and opening day provides that. But don't you also understand, coming from a Yankee fan perspective, how the group thing for the Yankee fan getting there is a little difficult? Because this is a different mindset. What you're laying out is what most baseball fans should have the mindset of. Yankee fans haven't lived with that mindset, as simple as a concept as it may be.
Okay, but here's where I'm kind of having an issue with you. Let's say they re-signed Juan Soto. And let's say they added Max Fried. And let's say Gerrit Cole was healthy. All these amazing things, right? You'd probably be sitting here saying, wow, we're the favorites in the American League.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you get to the playoffs, it's the same damn tournament and starts the same damn way.
No, you're right. By the way, before Gerrit Cole's injury, before Heel's injury, before Giancarlo Stanton's double whatever elbow thing he's got going on.
Tennis
elbow. I wanted to say tendonitis, but I think it's the same thing. But whatever. Tennis elbow. I would have said the Yankees are easily... Actually, I think we did say this. The Yankees are easily the best team in the American League. Easily getting to the postseason.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Easily into the divisional round and probably right into the ACL, the American Championship Series. So that's kind of what we thought until they started getting atrocious. And then once attrition happened early in spring training, it was like, man, who's filling those voids?
Yeah.
And those answers aren't obvious.
They aren't. You're right. They went from being the team in the American League to a team in the American League.
Yes.
But the good news about being a team in the American League is you still have a chance to win the whole damn thing.
Of course you do.
You're just not the odds-on favorite that you were, say, 5 months ago. Speaking of months ago, I want to go back a month and a half. Actually, it was a little over a month and a half. February 12th, 2025, right here on the Evan and Tiki program. Spring training was beginning, and I said to you guys, boy, I got to tell you, the thing I'm most intrigued by heading into spring training is who's going to bat leadoff for the New York Yankees. And we're like, yeah, I mean, who the hell is it? So we did a whole little expose, kind of analyzing, before anything really even started in spring training, on who should lead off. So Tiki endorsed a guy. I endorsed a guy. I've always been very big on Aaron Judge leading off. Sean had a guy. We all had different guys. And as we were going through the options, I remember bringing up the Austin Wells option. But what I don't remember is what we all said about it. Now that he is the leadoff hitter, let's go all the way back to February 12th and hear what we initially thought about Wells leading off before it was even a thing. WFAN Flashback. I'll tell you another guy I thought about very briefly.
Don't say DJ.
No, not an option. I wouldn't even include him. Giancarlo and the third basemans I threw away.
Oh, God.
You ready for this?
Go ahead.
Austin Wells.
I don't hate that.
Uh-huh. I don't hate Austin Wells. Now,
interesting.
He hit cleanup a little bit last year, actually had some success.
And has a little speed. He can swipe bases.
He's not as slow as the perception is because he's a catcher.
We were all pretty high on it.
Yeah.
Tiki gives us intriguing.
Tiki goes, interesting.
Sean's like, I don't hate it.
We all liked it. So that means we're all good with it now, right? Even though our initial reaction when I even threw it at you was, really? Okay, that's interesting.
Well, I wouldn't have thought of it. In fact, we were more lobbying for Austin Wells to be cleanup hitter, right?
Yeah.
For most of last season.
Well, we didn't think, like, because again, this was before any spring training game. It was before Aaron Boone gave us any kind of answer on it. So we were literally going through everybody on the roster saying, all right, does this guy fit? Yeah. Does this guy fit?
And he didn't do it at all last year, right?
No, he hasn't, because no catcher has ever led off in the history of the New York Yankees.